Silvia Cimbolema's entire life has been one of subsistence. One of 12 children, she remembers going to bed with an empty stomach.
My family struggled. Often we didn't have enough food. Sometimes we ate once a day. Sometimes nothing at all. It was shameful. At times I went to bed hungry so my younger siblings could eat.
Not much has changed. Silvia is 8 months pregnant and unemployed. Her husband is employed as a bus assistant, but she says she struggles to feed two-year-old Gael.
His salary isn't enough for even one person. We spend the $200 he makes on food and necessities for my son. No clothes or anything else.
Silvia's story is a familiar one among indigenous families living high up in the Andes region of Chimborazo. Most make less than half the national minimum wage of $480 a month. Ecuador suffers from chronic levels of malnutrition among children. Indigenous communities in remote areas are especially vulnerable. Charities say the COVID-19 pandemic and soaring inflation have worsened the situation.
4 out of every 10 children under the age of 2 suffer from chronic malnutrition, and with it come growth issues and learning issues. This problem is much worse in rural areas, and we believe the number has doubled since the pandemic.
The rising cost of living led to weeks of protests by indigenous communities in June.
Está comprobado.
Since then, President Guillermo Lasso has pledged to spend $350 million a year to improve healthcare and basic services. But 2023 is expected to be tough for Ecuador, as the government has imposed austerity measures to tackle the budget deficit, giving families like Silvia's little hope of ending the vicious cycle of hunger. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera.